What kind of you said the German names were Lavarusht, Ludrusht, but I believe you said Schmierkäse. Okay, do you know, did they always have Parisa? How far back can you remember Parisa?
I can't remember Parisa. And I still can't stand it. I can't eat it. Maybe that's why I don't remember. But I remember Mom and Daddy fixing cheese patties. It fixed this Schmierkäse.
Mm-hmm.
And press it so it'd be real dry.
Mm-hmm.
They put salt and pepper on it. And they put it in little cakes. And they'd wrap it into cheese cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And they called that rotten cheese. And it was good, you know, but I never. But, and every morning they'd take the sour, you know, if you had sour milk, the juice of the sour milk, you dip that patty into it, you know, just dip it in. And then they had crocks and they'd lay it. And it was all melted and they called it rotten cheese.
It probably was.
And they had loved it. Now we kids did. And when we used that Schmierkäse, we'd fill it up with molasses or syrup. And my mom and daddy ate it with salt and pepper. But we kids would eat it with that syrup.
So you don't remember Parisa being served at these, at parties or dances or anything like that?
I can't remember, but the reason could be that I didn't eat it. I didn't like it. I can't stand raw meat.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you get it, till she might have.
Well, that's fine. I was just trying to find out, you know, if you, I think really it's probably a more recent thing. I know they have it in France also, but I don't think that they used it way back in the old days as much as now.
I can't remember, at least.
Okay, so really decorating the Christmas tree has changed. The eating of meat and the penance in Lent, Vespers, the fasting for communion and the instructions and the funerals have changed a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you think this happened? Do you have any ideas on that?
Well, I think it was hard for people to go by things like that. You know, it just made it a little hard for people. And this way, it's getting to be a lot easier for people to do, and I think that they like the ideas better.
You feel like it was too strict?
Yes. See, like this with my grandpa, that must have hurt. That was terrible to have that funeral just because. But they should have knew because that was the rules.
Okay.
But still, I think this is a lot better for the people to get by with this new way.
In other words, you feel like it's more sensible.
Yes, that's what I mean. I guess, too, since the people are more educated, too, that helps, you know, having a better education. Mm-hmm. That helps to improve things.
All right. Do you think that the priests and religion had a lot of control over the way the people lived and the things that happened in the community?
I think a little too much. Because I tell you what, you know, it hurt. Because it was hard, even with fast days, at the way our parents had to struggle. It was hard to put up a meal for the family for so long when they could butcher all their stuff right at home. You know, have meat like you had chicken and you had your hogs and cattle and stuff. Still, I guess we all got by.
You had to substitute something else in place of the meat. What did they substitute, usually?
But see, now, like, if you had a bunch of help to work, you wasn't supposed to serve meat. And at that, in them days, they didn't give you permission. Later on, you could get a permission to serve meat for the worker. But then you did, well, what you had to cook. It was like potatoes, rice, noodles, beans. Well, of course it was like, but beans without bacon, how did they taste? See?
Yes.
And
eggs?
Eggs and dried peas and all stuff like that, you know, you could. Of course, it was plenty, a lot of things, and it was something to eat. But when you work hard, stuff like that don't last too long.
That's true. So, is there anything that you would like to add? I think we will conclude the interview, but I would like, if there's any other thing that you can think of that you'd like to add, I'd appreciate it.
Something reminds me.
Or if not, well, I appreciate it very much, and I thank you for giving your time for this project.
I want to say this. A lot of people say, oh, I don't like life the way it is now. This has changed, that has changed. I think it's all pretty nice. It's convenient and it's easy. It helps people. I think the way our lives, not just too bad.
Do you feel like then that it has
the improvements in church and funerals and all of that? I think it has helped the people.
You think it's, in other words, it's better?
Yes.
Even though the traditions have changed, it's better?
I think so too. And even in our church. Now, look, a lot of people hate to go to confession. And we all do. And we don't know why, because it ain't that bad. But we just don't like to do it. And I think the way stuff is now makes people like to come to church and do things better. That's what I think. Well, and like the priests come to visit at the homes to go visit the old age people. Well, see, that was kind of hard in our days. They just couldn't do that.
They didn't visit the families.
They did, but you know, it had to be real necessary. But look here at Bobby's now. We go visit there every week, and it don't make too much difference. One person's like the other one. They're all more together. And like, you're this and I'm that, and, you know. Once this and once that, they seems like they all get together like one.
At you're speaking of Bobby's. You mean at Bobby Habe's, at where she has the old folks that she takes care of, and they're of different religions.
Yes, and all the nursing homes.
And they treat them all alike.
Yes. You take now at Honda nursing home, have different religions, and every week a different one. It's all the people. They ain't like, I'm just going to visit my bunch and forget about the other bunch. I think this is nice.
In other words, it's not like you're Catholic, you're Lutheran. Like everybody agrees or gets along better.
And like in my days, you know, younger days, it was everything too strict. You wasn't supposed to go into the church.
You weren't allowed to go.
They didn't like for you to go to other churches.
Well,
it was strict.
Do you think that the big priest and the religious hold he had on the people had a lot to do with who the young people married?
Yes, I think so.
Why do you think this?
Well, I'll take, for instance, like our church now. Married people from different religions to each other, and they let them decide on their own. They like for them to be alike, but they don't force them to.
Did they frown on a Catholic marrying someone from another religion?
I believe in the earlier days they wouldn't even consent to it.
So you were second best if you married someone from another religion.
Yeah. That's what that goes.
That shows a lot of religious influence and domination, definitely.
Yes.
I think that's all the questions I have to ask you, Mrs. Booten. Thank you very much. It was a very enjoyable visit with you, and I think a good interview.